Go ahead.
Okay, welcome to the Borough of Roseville Council meeting of December 14th, 2020 at 7 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held, will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2020, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press.
Did you state December 14th?
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Dermody? I do not see him on. He's absent. Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Vroman?
Here.
And Mayor Malkin?
Here. Okay, I don't have a specific report tonight, so we'll go directly to public comment on agenda items only. I'll open that to the public at 7:01 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on the agenda? I close the public portion on the agenda at 7:01 p.m. Approval of minutes. We have the regular meeting minutes from November 23rd, 2020. Do I have a motion to approve?
Who is that?
Make that motion.
I'm having difficulty hearing you. Talk a little louder.
Okay. I have a motion to approve the minutes, Lou, from November 23rd. Regular. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay, minutes pass. To approval of minutes for the closed meeting minutes of November 23rd, 2020.
I'll say yes.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Me, yes.
Okay. And Mr. Brown?
Yes.
All right, closed meeting minutes pass. Ordinances, second reading, ordinance 2020-12, an ordinance setting the salary range and compensation of officials, positions, and employees in the Borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. You have to do public
comment. I'll move 12.
I'll second.
Oh, this is to open the public hearing?
Okay, first we have to do a public hearing.
Okay.
So public hearing is opened at 7:03 p.m. Any public like to discuss ordinance 2020-12?
Okay, we'll close public hearing at 7:04 p.m. Now would someone like to move 2020-12?
I'll move 12.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay, do I have a motion to open
read the second reading?
The second reading of ordinance 2020-13, an ordinance amending and supplementing the zoning ordinances of the Borough of Roosevelt Code at Article 6, supplementary regulations to delete sections 6.160 through 6.169 and replace same with new stormwater management regulations contained in new sections 6.10 through 6.171.
Okay, this did go to the planning board and was discussed, and they found it to be consistent with the master plan. So public comment.
Open. Sorry, they found it what?
They found that it was consistent with the master plan.
Oh, inconsistent?
No.
Consistent. Okay. Got you.
So I'll open the public comment at 7:05 p.m. Anyone from the public like to say anything about ordinance 2020-13? Okay, I'm going to close the public comment at 7:05 p.m. Do I have a motion?
You have.
Second?
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Mattel?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay.
2020-13 passes. Now we come to the first reading of Bond Ordinance 2020-14. Bond Ordinance providing for trickling filter and treatment plant upgrades, appropriating $50,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $47,600 bonds and notes to finance a portion of the cost thereof, authorized in and by the Borough of Roosevelt in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey. Do I have a motion?
I'd like to save this to discuss it later.
Well, this is when we would discuss it after we make a motion and second it, then we discuss it.
Okay.
So do I have a motion?
You have for discussion.
Okay. Second?
Who was that, Lou?
Lou.
Okay.
Second?
I'll second it for the discussion.
Okay, Joe?
Okay. We get to discuss it now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I spoke with Carmela today, as well as Mike Lyons. I met Tech on Friday, who is Carmela's plumbing guy, let's say. We would like to meet on the 9th of January with the committee at the wastewater plant, with the committee and Tech and Carmela and Mike Lyons to discuss exactly what they are proposing. We want to follow through on this. We have 5 years. It is a matter of the phosphate level that the regulations are changing now. We know we have to redo the trickling filters, but will the redoing of the trickling filters eliminate the phosphate problem? So we want to discuss that all together on the 9th of January and then follow through on this bonding issue. So,
yes.
So I don't know whether we should table this tonight for further, you know, until after the meeting in January or how we should proceed.
I spoke to George Lang and he felt that there was no harm in passing this tonight. It doesn't have to be acted on, but at least, you know, the process will start. I was under the impression that the trickling filters, regardless of the trickling filters are not working well and need to be replaced, like separate from the other compliance regulations. Mike Lyons had said that one was not working at all, I believe, and the other one's not working well. So he seemed concerned that this was something that was necessary.
I agree with Mike Lyons that it is necessary, but the thing is, if to get the phosphate levels correct, we have to eliminate the trickling filters and put something else in their place. That's what we're not sure of. We're also not sure of whether fixing the trickling filters for $500,000 will do anything to eliminate the phosphate problem. So I spoke with Mike Lyons today, spoke with Carmela today, and we have 4 years to get the phosphate level under control. But if it could be in conjunction with working the trickling filters, I think another month to discuss this and to figure out what direction we should go in would be in order.
Well, I'll just repeat what George felt about it, which is he said that this is only to enable Carmela to start to investigate. We don't have to follow through with this. We don't do anything. It's only to begin the investigation. But, you know, it's up to all of you how you want to, if you want to table it or you want to allow her to begin.
Yeah, just a portion, 50,000.
Well, I mean, there's two different, I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's two different questions here. So I, you know, with respect to the trickling filters or whatever, I obviously defer to the committee and Joe on and the like and all the experts on what's needed. But from George's perspective, he doesn't know whether we need trickling filters or not. He's the CFO. So his point, I think you're saying two different things. So his point is, so if you don't introduce this now, you can figure out over the next 2 weeks what is needed or not needed. If you don't pass this now, then the next time you can really consider it, if you don't figure out until after January.
I'm sorry, Greg, but I can't really understand you because of the discussion.
Yeah, I know. I got it. The user is muted, so we're good. So long story short, you guys are talking about two different things. So whether the trickling filters are needed or not is obviously still up in the air. Or what's really needed. In terms of money to do that, which is George's concern, which is what the mayor was saying, is if you don't introduce this ordinance now, you can't introduce it at the end of this month because you can't introduce it past the end of the year. You can't introduce and adopt an ordinance with different governing bodies, technically.
We could introduce it in January, correct?
Well, yeah, but if you wait until after the meeting on January 9th or what have you, I mean, I would suggest introducing this tonight and then making phone calls over the next 2 weeks to decide if the last meeting of the year is even necessary or not or what have you. But if then you reorg the first 7 days of the year, you have your meeting on January 9th. By the time you introduce it or have the bond done and the 20 days done, it's already March. So I think that's George's point in terms of you can do this tonight because it gets in process. But also, I think Councilman Trammell's point is well taken as to what you need to do at the end of the day. Obviously, there's a compliance problem, so that needs to start being addressed with money or what have you. You can amend this again, do whatever you want next year. But if you don't get it done now, then you don't have any money till March. Period. I think that's what George's point is, notwithstanding Councilman Trammell's concerns regarding the actual work that needs to be done. I think that's the disconnect there.
I think you're absolutely right. That's what Mr. Lang told us at a finance committee meeting. Let the money be there. If you don't use it, you don't use it. That's all. But you have to have some available if you're going to go up for if you need to go forward with this issue. And this is a very serious issue. It's not just the phosphate. It's the trickling filters also. I mean, don't look. You know, if we keep playing games with these things. We could run into a disaster, and we're not looking for that because that's going to cost a lot of money.
What is the scope of this study that we're thinking about allocating $50,000 for? Is it just to look at the trickling filters and to figure out how we're going to rehab those, or is it to address the phosphorus issue, or both? I'm not really clear as to the specifics.
I thought it was both.
If you want, I can read Carmela's letter. I actually have two letters, but
they're at the very end of the packet for the meeting. It's like pages 80, 79, and later on the PDF that you guys got.
One paragraph for now. This is dated actually March 6, 2019, so going on close to 2 years ago. I'm following up on a letter dated January 19, 2019. Said about the condition of the two trickling filters at the sewage treatment plant. I recently met with Mike Lyons on a variety of items and we discussed the trickling filters. Although last week he attempted another repair to try to keep the trickling filters operational, he was unsuccessful and informs me he has no other solutions to the problem of age and deterioration of the trickling filters. One of the trickling filters is currently non-operational. Now, remember, this is almost 2 years ago. And the second trickling filter is in a very deteriorated condition. As they are both the same age, we can expect the second trickling filter to also become non-operational. I am writing again to recommend that the borough move forward with all the steps necessary to replace the trickling filters. I recommend the borough consider obtaining funding through the New Jersey iBank to obtain a low interest loan for the trickling filter replacement. I recommend that the borough authorize the engineering necessary for this as quickly as possible. My estimate of cost to survey and prepare design drawings and design drawings satisfactory for public advertisement is at a cost not to exceed $45,000. There will be no permits connected to this work as it is solely maintenance related. So that was almost 2 years ago.
So the answer is that this is just to look at the trickling filters and not to address the issue of the phosphorus reduction.
Well, we're doing both actually, because
We must do both. This is the time to do it. That's why we need to sit and meet with everyone and figure out exactly what this is about. There's a question of just the trickling filters, which may or may not correct the phosphorus problem.
Well, that's what we're going
to
find
out. There is also the phosphate problem. So they might have to remove the trickling filters and put another something in there to accommodate phosphorus, phosphate, and trickling. So I think it's something, you know, in a couple of weeks we can sit there and all of us be on the same page about this, Mike Lyons, Carmella, Tech, and the committee and the council. So
but this isn't a question. I mean, all the letters are attached from 78 through 82 of the PDF.
Exactly.
So long story short, the conversation, this bond is to do the engineering work to draft the specs that Councilman Trammell is talking about. And the scope of potential work is the last page of the entire packet, just $497,000 worth of work. And so this is to pay for Carmella to draft the plans for the work or potential work that's on the last page.
Right, that work is the trickling filters, not the phosphates.
Well, there's biograding in here, under drains, and both sludge tanks.
That's all the trickling filters. That is the physical makeup of the trickling filters.
You listen, you won't know if the trickling filters are a factor until you install the ones that are operative. So I don't know. Are you putting the cart before the horse?
Well, we don't. I mean, the fact is, I don't think you know anything until the engineer gets paid to look at it.
Exactly what I'm. That's my implication.
That's
the engineer has agreed to be at the plant with the operator and the committee and discuss with us what the plans would be so we can accommodate the money for her.
But
I spoke with her, she understands.
You need to have the money in place first so that the investigation can begin. We don't have to act on this. We don't have to, in the end, approve it or move forward with it. But
well, then in the ordinance, can we put and to remediate the phosphor problem also?
Well, there are two separate. Yeah, one is the trickling filters. One is this is for the trickling filters.
I know, but we want to do both because the nature of the physical part of the job is to do both at the same time. We're not going to go in and rebuild the trickling filters and then come back and do something about the phosphates.
Joe, do you think that the phosphates will be? The phosphates are low because of another problem other than the trickling filter?
No, the phosphates are a result of using detergent, like laundry detergent that comes with phosphates. And we are at the level right now that we are barely passing the regulations. And from 2.1, it'll go down to 1. And there's Mike Lyons, he's 50-50 that if we redo the trickling filters, that it will accommodate the new phosphate levels. I think we really have to, 5 years from now, we have to have done something about the phosphate level.
Well, look, we have to do trickling filters. If it's a trickling filters,
do we allocate the money for Carmella to begin the investigation? There's no question that we need to determine whether the trickling filters will take care of the phosphate problem or it won't, but we can't do anything until we allocate the money for the engineering firm.
Well, if we're going to allocate the money, then we should put into the ordinance that she should be checking into whether into doing something about the phosphate level as well as the trickling filters.
I don't get the
There
point.
Are different ways to do this, and Carmela and I were discussing this, Michael and I were discussing this. There are different routines to try to get rid of the phosphates. One of them might be to eliminate the trickling filters and to put something in their place. So if we could change the language to trickling filters and phosphate level, then fine. Otherwise, I'd like to know how they plan on doing this.
I'm just not sure if we added that in, if that wouldn't be an additional.
I'm looking at the bond now to see what's exactly is authorized. So I can answer that question. I just need a minute. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think phosphates is in there. So if we're going to do this, I'd say put the phosphates in there and then see.
Well, what I'm looking for is to see if it's sufficiently worded that, like, you could include all of that or whatever needs to be done.
Like broad enough. Yeah.
Right. I'm not sure it would say phosphates, or I'm not sure what it says, but I'm gonna figure it out. I'll let you know in just a second.
I understand what you're saying. But conceptually, you know, doing the trickling filters is one thing, but we have two problems. Trickling filter, phosphates. Phosphates, we have 5 years to fix. So if we're going to dump all this money into it now, if we could fix both at the same time, for me, I got no problem with that.
This is not for even repairing. That's $500,000.
Joe, this is just for the engineering fees. That's all this is right now.
Engineering should include phosphates.
Well, we can't assume that.
As the improvements hereby authorized to be undertaken consist of trickling filter and treatment plant upgrades within the borough, together with all purposes necessary, incidental or appurtenant to, all is shown on in accordance with the plan specifications or recommend. There's the famous line that we discussed before. Therefore, on file with or through the CFO is finally approved by the governing body of the borough. So that basically means that Carmela can, I mean, it says trickling filter, but it says treatment plant upgrades within the borough together with all purposes and anything necessary there too. So yeah. If it turns out that that's not the best idea, then she can design whatever needs to be designed, whether it's package or some sort of small package or something like that as well.
So you think it's broad enough that phosphates could basically be included with that?
I think.
Yeah, I mean, it says and treatment plant upgrades within the borough. So, I mean, whatever upgrades, whatever that, yeah. And together with all purposes necessary, bond council is pretty good at this because they know that whatever the first problem we find isn't never the last problem we find.
Okay.
So, it doesn't specifically say phosphates, councilman, to be honest with you, but I think it's broad enough that you could design whatever needs to be designed.
Yeah, and I think that's an ancillary part of it. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, and Carmela and Michael know that the phosphates is imperative at this point. Trickling filters, absolutely, but phosphates, if we don't do it now, as Lou says, we're going to really pay for it later. So Carmela has
The other thing is I don't particularly think that making the bond ordinance slightly more specific upon, we can check with bond council, but if you put trickling filter phosphates and treatment plant upgrades, I don't think that that's a substantial amendment that would require reintroduction. So you could potentially introduce it and amend it before adoption, because I think that the phosphates is subsumed in treatment plant upgrades. So I don't think it's really a material change.
I don't think so.
So you could ultimately end up with the phosphates in there next meeting anyway, if that's what the governing body desires.
Right. Okay. So you're saying we could amend this and put two words in there, and phosphates?
I think so, yeah, because I think it's subsumed already under what's in there. So if you wanted to specifically list it out, I don't find that to be a material change because it's already essentially
that in there. It's a necessity. The trickling filters is a necessity, and the phosphates is a necessity. So maybe that word should be in there, even if we do it next time.
Joe. I think you could easily put to be undertaken consists of trickling filter, comma, phosphate remediation, comma, and treatment plant upgrades. And I don't think that's a material change because I think it's just listing a more specific item that's already been there.
Right. And it is specific that we need it done. So I would say put that in there.
Okay.
We're first reading, right?
Yeah.
For this?
Yeah.
So, I guess technically you could do it right now. You haven't even introduced it.
I'll make a motion to amend it.
To amend it to put in phosphorus?
Mr. Cannon suggested.
Yes, yes. I'll go with that too. So.
Greg, you want to tell Kathleen exactly where to?
I'm actually doing it on Adobe Pro. Oh, no, this one doesn't have text. Oh, you're killing me, Kathleen.
Those darn computers. Okay.
I mean, the amendment is to insert the words comma phosphate remediation, comma between trickling filter and treatment plant.
Okay.
Yes.
But I have to OCR this document. Let's see here. 40, was it 40 and 41?
Trickling filter, comma, phosphate, and
yeah, phosphate remediation, I guess, is proper. Yeah. And even after we pass this, I'd still like to meet with them over there just to really get a sense of physically, I mean, what they would be doing, you know.
Yeah, I think we should meet with them, or at least your committee should meet with them.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael and Carmela are good for the 9th of January around noon. So, and Chad and Steve, if you guys are available, it would be a nice time over there, standing in the cold at the sewer plant trying to figure it out. So let me know.
It sounds like a lovely time.
Lovely time. We'll bring up blankets.
Will we have a band?
Hey, it could be 60 degrees that day.
With a little luck. Yeah.
Who's mouth in God's ear?
Should we just reread it?
Did we take the vote on the amendment?
No, I didn't take it. Okay, ready for the vote for amending?
I move to amend.
No, I got the two movements. I'm going to do the vote now.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mosler?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay. So that's introducing the bond with the amendment, adding the word phosphate remediation. Right, phosphate remediation after trickling.
That won't affect the bonding, will it?
No, shouldn't.
It shouldn't, but I'll email the bond council and the CFO with that.
And okay. So,
now we have to go back to you.
But well, that was with that amendment being made, passing, okay. But I have to read that public hearing to be held on December 28, 2020 at 7 p.m. at the Borough of Roosevelt, 33 North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey, 08555.
Okay.
Done.
Good. At least now, depending on whatever, you know, information we're able to ascertain, whatever the investigation shows, you know, the money is in place to begin that.
Let's go.
Up to you, you know, what we go ahead with.
Mm-hmm.
Resolution 20-112, payment of bills for December 14th, 2020.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Vroman?
Yes.
Okay.
Resolution 20-113, resolution authorizing the Borough of Roosevelt to enter into a shared services agreement with the Borough of Hightstown regarding the repair and maintenance of public water and sewer lines and public roads and streets. Do I have a motion?
You do.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Have we had this before?
Every year.
Well, yeah. 15 years. So this is a renewal.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Repair and maintenance of water and sewer lines. We usually go through Carmela And, you know, they contract somebody from somewhere. I don't know that many times that we've had heights down to it.
Well, sometimes they might jetpack our system if we ask them to. I think it's a good thing to have a shared service.
Oh, no, that's fine. I just don't know that we've really used it. I know they've been here a few times, but usually it's an outside contractor.
Right. So. Also for public works, public roads and streets. So it's not just for the water and sewer lines. It's also to utilize their public works.
They might do cold patching of the streets if we have a pothole or something like that, too.
I know they were here with the splice or patch for one of the water lines once and stuff. So maybe we should use them more often then. But okay.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is for 2 years. So it's 2021 through 2022.
Mm-hmm. And it's not limited to just water, sewer lines, and roads. We can do other things with them too.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've done it.
Yeah, I know they've cleared some of the not the storm grates. You know, they've backed them for us, and you know that we need. Yeah.
It's a lot for Greg. You know, Greg's been going out and clearing them, and then one good rain, and they're all clogged up again. Walked around town.
Yeah, but they need a good jet vac once in a while, where you just put the hose down there and clear them out. You know, so
cluttered so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we ready, Mr. Ethicoff?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Varman?
Yes.
Resolution 20-114, resolution authorizing a shared services agreement with the Borough of Hightstown for solid waste collection services, which we all know.
I'll move. Team.
Second?
I'll second it.
Discussion?
5 years.
They've been doing a good job, really.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they go beyond the call of duty. They frequently perform tasks as their own streets, which are really not in their job duty description. They're very.
Yeah. Kenny's even come out here and Hightstown truck and taken garbage pails that have not been emptied by the regular guys. So they're good at it. They take care of us.
Okay, so I'm ready for a roll call, but just to confirm, it's 5 years, 2021 to 2025.
Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Brahman?
Yes.
Let's get a vote.
We get three more votes if we need them.
They're only here for public comment. Say hi, guys. Go ahead.
Hello.
I had to come to Marmy's art studio today to do the meeting. I'm sorry for the interruption. But they are cute.
What, introduce them really quickly.
Tell the mayor your names for the public record, fellas. Go ahead.
Declan.
One at a time. No yelling. It's a public meeting.
Declan.
Hi,
Declan. Dylan. Killian.
Hi.
Hi, mayor and council.
Hi, Mayor and Council.
Hi, Mayor and Council.
Hello, little children.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, look at Mike. Can you guys see the little bear?
Hello, little children in the box.
It's Mike the Bear.
I'm Mike the Bear.
I like Bob Ross in the background, too.
All right, say goodnight. It's bedtime.
No,
Oh, I got the first grade. They know the clock now.
Wait, what time
All right,
is
thank
it?
You for the pause, guys. I didn't mean to.
Okay. Good night, away. Guys.
Say good night to Mike.
Good night.
Seven. Okay. Resolution 20-115, authorizing agreement with Jan Biliak, DBA Whisper Acres for Animal Control Services.
I'll move 115.
Your contract, and that's obviously our animal control officer. Second?
Second.
Who second? Oh, Chad? Okay.
Discuss. How long is this for?
2 years.
2 years? Cool. He's been very responsive.
I don't know. We never caught our goats.
That's different.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Mel?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Resolution 20-116, awarding contracts for provision of certain chemicals to borough's water and sewer utilities.
I'll move 116.
Motion?
Second.
Oh, Joe motion?
Yeah.
Okay, second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Discussion? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Mal?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
And last resolution is 20-117, resolution authorizing 2020 salaries for certain Roosevelt Borough employees.
I'll move that.
Lou?
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay, we come to committee chair reports. Is absent tonight. Councilmember Esikoff, administration.
We're doing very well. Everything is going very smoothly. And until Mr. Trammell decides to. Never mind.
What happened?
Okay, Council Member Hamilton, Finance.
Yeah, we had a Finance Committee meeting on December 10th. Councilman Joe Trammell, Lou Esikoff, and myself were present, along with our Chief Financial Officer, George Lang. The purpose of the meeting essentially was to review the budget summaries for 2020 to date as of the 9th of this month to see how we were standing with the current fund, which is everything that's other than the utility fund and the utility fund. And it looks like we're in good shape for both of the funds. Our collections were very good for tax collections. We're just around the same, maybe a little bit below last year at this point in time, but that may be changed by the end of the year. Our water sewer collections were up significantly ahead of last year. So the revenue was good in both tax collections and water sewer utility collections. The real good news is that we have a surplus as of the 9th of this month of $142,000 in our utility budgets.
Mm-hmm. That's why, is because of the pandemic. I mean, most people are having such a hard time paying the bills. I didn't expect to hear that.
Well, I think they like to have water, and they like it when they flush their toilet and it goes away. I think they'll sacrifice other things rather than sacrifice those two services. They're really nice to have.
Especially clean, safe water.
Yeah. If you want to do your dishes, you want to wash your laundry, you know, all those kinds of things. And of course, if you want to use your bathroom. But generally speaking, those are the last things that people would cut out of their budget, I think, or try to delay on it. So the revenue end of it's really good. We have good revenues from our cell carriers. We have a new carrier that's been up there for a little while now with T-Mobile, and they're paying us even though they really are not fully operational yet. So I have good revenue streams coming into both the current fund and the utility fund. But one of the things that we spoke about that's really pretty good is that we have around $142,000 in surplus in the utility fund. Usually around this time of the year, we're looking at the utility fund and we're saying, uh-oh, looks like we may run in a deficit. And we all know what that means. You have to make it up somehow. And you know, we can't raise the rates for the cell carriers. So we'd have to look at raising rates for utility users. This year, we're running a good surplus. Our expenses are down significantly, and it looks like they're due to good management by our operators. And we have independent operators who are contract operators. They're very conscientious. They do a really good job on the utility systems. They do a lot of preventative maintenance, which is something we've always had trouble keeping up on in the past, but now we're kind of ahead of things in that we're doing preventative maintenance as we go along. And I think it's starting to pay dividends. I think what we're seeing is less breakdowns and the work that they do, we used to contract out for a lot of it at a much higher rate, and they do it as part of their job. So
it's pro bono. Operators who are extremely experienced professional operators.
Yeah, so I think we're seeing the dividends of the preventative maintenance that they've been doing for I guess the last year and a half or 2 years since they've been in there. It's starting to pay off and things are breaking down less. So we have less contractors' bills that we have to pay for that. So right now it's looking very good. Preventative maintenance really, really does pay off. And it looks like we're seeing the benefits of that now. But it's a very tricky thing because we have very few users and a very small budget. One major expense can throw the whole thing off. You could easily go from 142,000 surplus to a deficit if a couple big major repairs need to get done. And you can't prevent everything from happening with preventative maintenance, as we found out with the DEP requirements for phosphorus. I mean, we're going to have major expenditures there in the utility systems in the future. So, but right now, things are looking good. It looks like the hiring of these independent contractors who really do a good job is really saving us money. So we're in good shape.
Second year.
Yeah. But it's we also have been doing a lot of shared services agreements with other towns, as we saw on the agenda tonight. We use Heights Town, we use the county. We're going to be using the county for probably Wednesday into Thursday for this major snowstorm that we're expecting. We use the county shared services for that. Saves us a lot of money. They do salting and brining and even plowing if we need them. If we need, in addition to Greg Defoe, we need another plow operator or a couple more trucks. They'll do it. And there's a lot of cost savings in all of those shared services agreements too. So I think we're doing a good job. All our professionals seem to be budget minded. They know about our budget. They know how small it is. And we're really happy with all of our professionals. I think they're all saving us money and they're doing a good job additionally. So we're really in a sweet spot. Doesn't mean we're going to stay there. Last year, we didn't have any major water main breaks. Is that wood or is that composite?
I'm hoping it's wood.
Okay, touch wood. But you never know. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because some of our pipes are still old. But right now we're sitting okay, but we're not going to be complacent. We're going to continue the preventative maintenance that we're doing. The oversight that the Utilities Committee does and that we all do in overseeing our professionals, that pays off too. They know that we care. They know that we're hands-on. They know that we're watching. And I think we all get along really well, and they communicate well with us. So I think we're in good shape. We're going to need a meeting on December 28th. I know it's scheduled to do some financial closeouts, some transfers of money. And it's just line item transfers. So sometimes you underestimate the amount of money that you need. In this case, it's going to be, I think, roads and grounds and that kind of thing. And so if it looks like you're going to run over your budgeted amount, you transfer it from a line item where you spent a lot less than you actually allocated. So we're going to do some of those end of the year transfers on the 28th. But in general, the budget looks really good. And I'm really thankful that we have such good operators and professionals in every place in our town, and they're doing a great job. So I think we're in good shape.
Say it all the time. We're so lucky. We're just really lucky.
Mr. Lang is terrific.
Let me see if there's anything else.
If he can make me understand that budget, he's good.
No, I think make sure that we, I don't think the 28th is going to be a long meeting. Is that right?
Well, first we were going to try to not have it, and then it turned out we had to. No, because I'm going to dispense with most of our regular business and just do what we have to, so it's short.
Okay. And again, it's going to be a Zoom meeting. So even if you're out of town, if you can Zoom in. Most people are staying put, though, I think.
I don't know who's leaving.
We need first vote on that transfer resolution, and then the bond will also be on for second reading.
Second reading, right. Okay.
Right. End of finance report.
Thanks, Mike. Council Member Mocker, Public Works.
Nothing to report.
Council Member Trammell, Utilities.
Hey, Katie. Today I was at the water tower and T-Mobile was there. So I know they're paying us, but now they're starting to, they were there mapping out. They went up the tower and they mapped out the positions of everything up there so that when the time comes, they can start their installations. Last week, AT&T was at the water tower. They swapped out three or four antennas. They pulled some large old ones down and put a couple of new ones up. And I spoke with Carmela about that, and she's aware of it. And they still have not done the structural fittings to the water tower, so we're still waiting for that. Last Friday, we met at well number 3, John Holden and his son, Carmela and Tack. Tack is her water and wastewater guy. A.G. Schultes is going to rehabilitate the well there, and it looks pretty good, so they will come in and do that. They'll let us know when they're going to come and do it. We got in touch with JCP&L. They have to move the wires above the well to get a crane in there so that they can pull the motor. And I also spoke with JCP&L about the wires over the gate to the water tower. When the guys from AT&T come to do the restructuring of the tower, they're going to need to get the material in there, and there's no way to get it past the 12,000-volt lines right now. Let me see. The trickling filters, we discussed that already. We're going to meet about that. And OCP&L. So Greg Pasil has got to install a water tap at well number 3 because they need it to hose down. They need water there. There's all kinds of water there, but they need accessible water there. So Fossil is looking into putting a tap in for a hose pipe there. And that's about it. Okay, and we'll meet on January 9th at the wastewater plant just to get an idea of what they want to do. Okay.
Thank you, Chuck.
Okay. And they're doing a great job, these guys, by the way. I really, it's nice to work with professionals, absolutely.
And I think the bottom line is that our water is actually safe, and people say that, I think everyone's in agreement that it actually tastes good for the first time in a very long time.
We've come a long way since Larry Sire from the DEP was here discussing it with us, I'll tell you.
Environmental health.
The only thing, and for those that didn't already read, apparently we had an uptick here in Roosevelt as far as positive COVID cases. We're up to a total of 19 now, I believe is what it was. But other than that, I don't really have anything additional to report.
I think the percentage recently of what it was in Roosevelt, because there's close to 1,000 people here. So 19.
Yeah, it's still a small percentage overall. But
yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Chad. Old business. We have tabled from our last meeting Resolution 20-110, Resolution in Support of the Medicare for All Act of 2019. I know the council wanted to take some time to read it. Just like to open a discussion about it, or do you want to go right to a vote?
I looked at two of them up. They're very long, the Senate and the Assembly resolutions. I'd personally like more time to read through them to see what they're really all about. I haven't had time lately to really jump in. So,
how about everyone else?
I would move it.
I'm ready to move it.
I'm in favor of it, and I will move. I'll move that.
All right. So
I'll move the resolution.
You have a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Abstain.
Mr. Trammell?
I'm going to abstain too. I'd almost like to move it to the next meeting or the meeting after, but I'll abstain.
Mr. Vroman?
No.
Okay, so it does not pass. It's not adopted.
Two to one. Passed.
What was the vote?
That's right. I'm sorry.
Passed 2-1.
Abstained. 2-1.
Yes, you're right. 2-1. It does pass. Sorry about that. The people who abstain, those votes don't count.
I doubted myself. I thought, okay, I guess I'm wrong.
No, thank you, Mike.
Welcome.
So it does pass. I take that back. Resolution 20-110 in support of Medicare for All Act of 2019 is adopted.
Okay. We have under new business trickling filters, but I think it's redundant. We have discussed it.
We have.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to open public comment at 7:54 p.m. Mike?
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to report, I participated in the webinar.
Your name and address.
Sure, Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley Road. I participated in the NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Technology, webinar on brownfields on December 2nd. I just wanted to report to you about it. And I subsequently had a follow-up discussion with Sean Vroom and Melissa Dolinsky of NJIT. After I told them where we were in our brownfield situation, they basically said there were three things that they were prepared to help us with. The first one, which I think if you want to go forward with it, you might want to refer this to the planning board, is to have a community meeting to discuss what the community, what the ideas are from the community as to what should be done with the site. what we should encourage, what we should not want, what we should want.
On a question, Michael, is that the gas station site?
Yes, the gas station site, yes. The brownfield
okay, the gas station. That was remediated already.
I'm sorry? Yes, it was remediated. Yes, it was remediated, but the thing is we still, you know, we still have open the question of what if anything is to be done with it. So that I explained to her that we had remediated it and gotten the DEP clearance as long as the foundation isn't removed. And but that we still were at the stage where the borough had not made any determination as to what should happen with the property.
Part of the reason, Mike, is because I have been giving it a lot of thought, but things may be changing.
Okay.
Revised quickly because as you probably know, that huge athletic complex is going up, you know, right by Great Adventure, a little closer to Roosevelt than Great, where the, across the street from the Wawa is going to be an enormous athletic complex. And so, and supposedly or theoretically, people are coming from not just New Jersey, but all of our adjacent states to participate in different events there. So I was sort of waiting to see, because as I've been saying, the abandoned gas station sat there for 37 years and was just an eyesore and an embarrassment. And I don't want an empty parking lot to sit there, even though I won't be here by then, but for another 37 years. But I thought that we should perhaps wait a little bit to see how, because I think that it's opening incrementally, this athletic event spot space, but see how that affected Roosevelt as far as traffic. Are we going to see a huge influx of traffic for people coming down 571 to get there, or they just use the turnpike in 195, because that could affect the type of whatever business or whatever that would go to the gas station. And the other issue at hand is possibly the housing unit that's going up a little beyond Healy's Corner across the street from the two gas stations. I don't know if it'll receive final approval or what all the steps are, but it's in the works in Millstone to put up a fairly sizable 400-unit apartment complex. And that also, which I thought at some point, we don't have to discuss this right now, but I thought at some point we may want to get involved and hire our own engineer to do a traffic impact study. How many of those people will be coming down 571? We have a grade school, you know, an elementary school on the county highway. But because these two issues or these two events are happening within the not so distant future, the athletic complex and the affordable housing complex, I thought we should wait a little bit. Not that I'm not open to whatever the, you know, suggestions are about Brownfield, but see how this will affect Roosevelt as far as traffic, cars coming through town. Because as you know, obviously the gas station site is right on 571. So there's a variety of different possibilities.
Okay. But I just want, let me just finish what I was saying about my conversation with them, because I think it would still be relevant. So the first thing they recommended was they have that whenever we're ready to do it, we have this have community meeting just to basically make sure there's community support for whatever is done, because they said they don't want to encourage somebody to come in and then the person they have trouble because they get community opposition, that nobody wants to deal with that. So once the town has to decide what would be acceptable uses or acceptable use of the site. Okay, but once we've done that, they would help us by preparing flyer informational material that we could give out to potential developers. And then they could also help us, they have some contacts with potential buyers, people who have done development of this sort of Brownfield's properties in the past who might be interested, and they would assist us by, and all this would be at no cost to the borough. So the thing is we could get the,
development?
I'm sorry?
Redevelopment. They bring in developers or people.
To redevelop the site. For redevelopers, right. Because, you know, we do have a redevelopment zone, which gives us a great deal of control over what happens there, since we can enter into a redevelopment contract with the developer for the property, and they would have to meet certain, you know, the requirements of the contract in order to be in compliance and to get the property and to hold the property. So anyway, that was what I just wanted to report to you. So just to bring you up to date on that information. Okay. That's all.
Michael, thank you very much. Sounds very optimistic.
Yep. Okay, good.
That's it, Mike. Does anyone else from the public have anything that they would like to comment on? About?
Hi, this is Neil Marco.
We don't know.
Pardon me?
I just need your address, Neil.
Okay, Neil Marco, 3 Eleanor Lane. I'm the president of the Roosevelt First Aid Squad. A while back, about a week and a half ago, I think it was even more than that, I sent in an email and a letter detailing information about enhancements to be made to our ambulance. And this was a response to a request from the borough that if we needed assistance for certain hardware, we should send in a letter detailing it with various information, including estimates from vendors as to what it would take to do. I haven't heard a response yet from the borough, and I was wondering if you had a chance to discuss it. I also want to point out the fact that even though there was a substantial amount of expense involved in our request, there's a substantial amount of money available through the CARES Act, through the borough, through the county emergency management. So as I detailed in the letter, the items that were listed there, most of them, or if not all of them, could be probably paid for by CARES Act money. So I was wondering what your response was.
Well, who would do the application for the CARES money? You know, with the first aid squad?
It has to be the municipality.
Yeah. Well, we did put your letter on at the last meeting. We had it on as correspondence. But I think now the council really hasn't had a chance to discuss it. You know, applying for the CARES finances and... I mean, at this point, I think we'll just take your comments under advisement and get back to you.
Okay. Just wanted to make the point that, as you know, there are other municipalities and other organizations competing for this money. So it's kind of the old saying, you snooze, you lose.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public have anything they'd like to say, comment, speak about? Okay, seeing none, I will close public comment at 8:03 p.m. Counselor, do we need a closed session?
No, not this evening. However, I did want to come, so before the Medicare for All resolution, I think the clerk counted it as adopted or passed.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's accurate. There's two possible interpretations under Robert's rules. I mean, so comment four says that an abstention can be counted as a no vote or can have the same effect as a no vote, but typically it's counted as no vote at all, which would mean that a quorum of the governing body didn't vote on it. There's only three actual votes. And number two, under either interpretation of Robert's rules, there's neither no quorum or there are no votes and it's 2-3 the other way. So I just wanted to bring that up for the clerk to properly record that resolution failed due to either one interpretation, lack of a quorum, the other interpretation that there are no votes means that it failed 2-3. So I'm sorry, Mr. Hamilton and Mr. Esakoff, but that's the technical rule.
Okay.
Thank you for correcting me, Greg.
So we don't need a discussion.
Not this evening.
So, do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned at 8:04 p.m. See everyone in 2 weeks, and it will be a very, since it's between Christmas and New Year's, and no one really wants to meet that night, we're going to make it.
And happy Hanukkah, all y'all.
Thank you.
Enjoy meeting your kids, Greg.
Thank you for tolerating them. You can see where I had to stay home the last few days because the court administrator wasn't sure of her status, but she tested negative. So let's go back out tomorrow. But I'm from the I'm broadcasting here from the Bob Ross Theater, also known as my wife's art studio, where she does her art teaching during the day at Union Connecticut Farms.
And you know, while we were all talking, when we were discussing, Mike was saying how people want to go to the bathroom. And I looked at the screen and I realized that none of you at this meeting have a teenage son, and none of you ever had a teenage son. And you know what my teenager, the single greatest thing about Lincoln Roosevelt is you didn't need the bathroom. When you live in the woods, you don't need the bathroom.
No, that's great. Also a great social commentary on my kids joining tonight. So they immediately picked out the mayor as the only female on the screen. Which is probably not something I would have done when I was six, but I didn't have the benefit of Paw Patrol and Mayor Goodway setting the example. So they immediately showed up and said, the mayor. And I said, how do you know that? And they said, like, Mayor Goodway. And I said, so we got to get you a chicken. Those of you familiar with the show.
I think it was a pig.
But I realized that when you were all talking,
it was a nice touch.
About the bathroom, and you're all going, oh yeah, bathroom, and I'm thinking, no, not according to my
just go up to the creek.
Okay, everybody have a nice holiday.
Good night, guys. Thanks
again. 28th.
Have a happy holiday.
All right, you too.
Good night all. Bye bye.